joined here in the 1RPM studio. They got a show tonight at Marathon Music Works. The Devil Make Three is here. Hello, Devil Makes Three.
Hello. Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How everybody good this morning? Yes. We're all revved up, ready to do our thing, right?
Oh, yeah. We've been up for hours.
Oh, yeah. I've been up for a while, though. I'm still not awake yet, if that counts for anything at all. Before we do this, I got to tell you, this is, when I saw you guys were coming, there's going to be an upright bass in the studio. I got really, really excited. I love the upright bass. We had, it was either early this week or late last week, we had Pokey Lafarge's band was in here, and then an upright bass, and it wasn't on my show, so I'm just sitting there going like, man, I want that when I'm in the room. So thank you very much for that. Marathon Music Works tonight, right? Yep. 9 o'clock?
Hope so.
Because that's where we're going to be. Yeah, that's what you should do, just start announcing shows that aren't booked and then just show up and play there, right? I like it. I think we just found the new business model. Show starts at 9 o'clock tonight. Doors open at 8 o'clock. It is an all-ages show. I think there's still a few tickets available. We go ahead and pick one up. Check the show out tonight. All right. So Redemption and Ruin is the latest album, right?
Yeah. Yep,
now, is that the one you recorded with Buddy Miller? Is that right?
No, that's the one before that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, where did you make the last album at then? Tell us about that one.
At the Butcher Shop.
Okay.
With David Ferguson.
Okay.
And that's right here in Nashville, close by, over in Germantown.
Yeah.
Yeah, we recorded that with him and...
A bunch of other nice people.
It was a great time.
Right. Well, very cool. So let's see. You guys, this is you're still pretty early into a North American tour. Is that right?
We're actually
almost done.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm glad early. We're not early in it. Right. I don't want this to be early.
You can't have it continue this way.
No, I think we've been out for 3 weeks, maybe.
Yeah. Three and a half. We got another week to go.
3.5 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, but everything's going good. People are up dancing around doing their thing,
oh, yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's been a great tour.
No one's died. It's been awesome.
Well, I mean, and that's what you're looking for, right? I would imagine that's pretty low on what you want to accomplish when you go out and play a live show,
right?
All right. Now, I was doing some reading, then I don't know if it was an interview or bio or whatever, but I believe all three of you are from Vermont, right?
Yes.
And were all three of you raised by, I think, what was called essentially hippie parents?
Yes.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
Most definitely? All right. So then does that kind of inform the music that you play? Is that kind of why you got off on in the styles you're into? I mean...
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We had their musical influences, for sure. And they were into folk music and...
Contra dancing.
Blues music.
Okay.
Yeah, contra dance music and... Yeah, so it was their fault. We have them to blame.
All right. Any particular, bands or albums or moments where you're like, yep, this is what I want to do. I got to learn how to play so I can play this.
Well, when I first listened to, I'd say when I first listened to, like, Doc Watson.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big one. Me and Cooper both. Actually, Cooper played Doc Watson for me the first time I ever heard him. That was big. I don't think we haven't succeeded in being able to play like him, but we have goals.
And that was the thing. You kind of started out at the top, and then once you kind of get in and realize how to play him, like, mechanically and what Doc Watson really meant, spend a couple of years beating yourself up till you realize it's okay. He's Doc Watson.
Yeah,
it's all right.
I think we saw him 3 times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
And he's great. So that was a big one. And also Lightning Hopkins was a big one, too. And, of course, Robert Johnson and... There were tons of them.
Yeah, I've always been a big John Lee Hooker guy myself.
Oh,
I love John Lee Hooker. That song, was it The Waterfront?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like it's going to be a typical blues song, and then you realize what it's about, and it takes a whole other bent after that.
He's amazing.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So this is Devil Makes Three here in the 1RPM studio on Lightning 100. You are or were a dancer, is that correct?
Well, I was raised by dancers.
Okay.
So I grew up doing a lot of... different kinds of dancing.
Okay.
African dancing, swing dancing, Latin dancing, modern dancing. I'm dancing. It's a thing.
All right. It's a thing. Get into it, guys. Come on.
It's a thing. It's good for you. So I didn't grow up playing music. I didn't start playing bass until I was 22. But, there's some rhythm involved in both dancing and bass playing, I found out. So they're not completely... unrelated.
No, you're leading with different body parts,
exactly.
Basically, right?
Exactly.
So then,
is it true
that you learned to play bass to join this band specifically?
Yes.
Yeah. So how did that conversation go?
We really
want to be in the band. Well, all right, we'll go get an upright bass. I mean, is that
we actually already had one?
They already had one. They had a friend of ours was playing bass for them. They'd rented an upright, but he had another band and was busy, and they were complaining to me, their friend, that they needed a bass player, and And he didn't play quite the same style. And I said, well, I've always wanted to learn how to play. Why don't you teach me? And then I'll play exactly the way you want me to, because I won't know what else to do.
That's actually kind of brilliant.
Yeah.
Bands of Nashville, I hope you're paying attention right now. This is a good way to put this together. I like that.
Cooper basically taught her at first, right?
And it really was like, okay, this is the E string, this is the A string, D string. Like, I knew nothing.
Oh, put some tape on the neck and you go.
Well, that's pretty cool.
So I still don't know a lot. If you have lots of upright bass questions, find someone else.
Well, it's like the thing, I think it was Johnny Cash said something along the lines of, look, my entire career I've played four chords because I don't need any more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, that's a lot.
That's our approach, too.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I've got pizzazz. Yeah.
You got to do pizzazz because you can't do jazz hands while you're playing the upright bass because of the hand part.
Yeah.
Right. I would imagine that hands and fingers are critical to being an upright bass player.
Yeah. At least one hand is usually being used at all times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, are you at the point, are you doing that stuff like where you're standing on it while you play, anything like that?
No.
No? You've seen that done?
Yeah. I'm not that graceful, despite the whole dancing thing beforehand. No, I'm afraid. I'm terrified of putting a foot through my bass.
Yeah.
I prefer my bass to be functional. Most people who do that actually, you know, have someone reinforce it, and then they don't sound as good. And I would like a functional.
And that explains. I mean, the only person I've seen do it regularly has been like Jimbo from Reverend Horton Heat, and you know that dude's got basses whenever he needs them.
Yeah, he has a million basses, and the ones that he climbs on are definitely reinforced. I'm pretty sure that's not the same bass he records with.
Okay.
It's like a German tank or something.
Yeah. Nice. And over time, it becomes like a Franken bass where you just find I like that. So then, so far, what I'm hearing is Cooper turned you on to Doc Watson.
Mm-hmm.
Cooper taught you how to play the bass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Are you the glue, man?
I'm just this guy.
You're just some dude with some records and a bass, right?
Cooper's just this guy.
Just this guy. I like that. He's the hair. I like it.
He's the Zafar Beeblebrox of our band.
Oh, nice. So he's the hair, and that makes one of you the head, right? Is that how that goes? Nice. All right. Well, again, we've got Devil Makes Three here in the 1 RPM studio on Lightning 100. Let's see. There is a quote that I read, too. Playing music for a living is a blessing and a curse.
Yeah, that's true.
Dive into that, because this is the perfect town to cover that angle from it.
Yeah, well, you know, it is exactly what we always wanted to do, you know, and so we got our wish. And I think that's sort of isn't that some sort of a curse into itself that you get your wish?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think that's basically what it is.
It's never quite as cool. No matter what your wish is, it's never quite as cool as you wished it was.
So right.
Then when the reality actually sets in, it's awesome.
Yeah.
But then there's all the, like,
then there's,
you know,
the reality of it.
The farts and wrinkles and things that go along with the reality.
The other, you know, 22 and a half hours of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. We love being on stage and playing music.
Absolutely.
You know? We love making records. That is not the majority of what we do, as everybody in Nashville knows. You know, when you're a musician, you spend a lot of, there's the other 22 hours in the day.
Right.
So that's basically what that means, you know? I mean, as long as we get to that hour and a half or whatever, 2 hours of playing music, it's great.
Yeah.
But sometimes we're like, we'd like to go home. That'd be cool. Oh, yeah, where is that exactly?
There's this thing. There's this mystical place called
home. What is it? And then you get there and everybody's like, who are you?
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Like, I live here, I think.
You show up, your beard's gotten all long. Yeah, I mean, you know. Right?
They're like, we don't know who you are.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I know.
Because I'm from Tennessee. I was raised to be a gentleman. I wasn't going to say anything.
It is getting a little long.
Getting a little scruffy.
So then if you weren't, I mean, right now, if you weren't on the road playing in a band, what would you be doing?
Right now, I'd be asleep.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I think we would all be asleep.
Yeah.
We'd probably take a really long nap, maybe like a week of napping.
Okay.
After that, I really don't know. I think I'd have to get that sleeping out of the way first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, that's the problem, is we've been doing this for so long. None of us have any actual life skills anymore.
You're institutionalized.
Yeah.
Yeah, we really
like,
are.
I don't know, like, who would hire us?
But you, like, you know, what would you be doing if you weren't doing this? I mean, you know exactly what you'd
like
be doing.
I'd be, like, cooking or farming.
Yeah.
Okay.
Neither of which make any money either, so I'm screwed no matter what.
So what I'm hearing is you're not a very greedy person. That's admirable.
Actually, that is true. I don't care a lot about things.
Stuff. Yeah. As long as nobody breaks your bass, you're fine, right?
Good. All right. No one dies. No one breaks my bass.
What about you, Cooper? If you weren't doing this right now, what would you be doing?
Honestly, flipping burgers, probably.
All right. I like it. So what I'm hearing is you're worried about your marketable job skills. Yes. I think you need to be more confident
job
than
skills
that.
We have none.
Are they nil? Okay. Well, we got you in here. Oh, nice. It's a common theme whenever I ask people questions in this room. Yeah. All right. Well, let's go while we got you here. Let's get one more in from Devil Makes Three. What do you want to play for us?
We're going to play Do Wrong Right.
All right. In the 1RPM studio on Lightning 100.
Like electric sound in the deep of the night, burn down the house along with everything in sight. I ain't crazy old nut just to give you people some. Quiet in the head, ain't no way to get it done. If you're gonna raise a ruckus, one word of advice. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, was loud. Fire up the motors, we got all of our sin. Spread the red all over town and do it all again. Well, most things that I know I didn't learn in class. The road don't go forever, so ride it while it lasts. If you're gonna raise a ruckus, one word of advice. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right.
You wanna make a little mess, wanna make a little crime.
If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right.
You wanna make a little mess, wanna make a little crime.
If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right. If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right.
You wanna make a little mess, wanna make a little crime.
If you're gonna do wrong, buddy, do wrong right.
That's right.
See that thumbs up there. I like that. Nashville's independent radio, Lightning 100, Devil Makes Three, here live in the 1RPM studio. Their latest album is Redemption and Ruin. You can see them tonight at Marathon Music Works. Doors at 8, show starts at 9. There's still a handful of tickets available. It is an all-ages show. Thank you so much for coming in here today.
Hey, thanks for having us.
I enjoy this. All right. Hope to have you back in here sometime down the road. Good luck to you, and we'll be back in just a minute with something from our local artist of the week. You heard her in here this morning, Leah Blevins.